Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Next week, we should get to listen to an interview slash debate I had with a homosexual author, Gregory Flood. He wrote a book called The Liar's Prayer. And you want to talk about contradictions. He makes a pretzel look straight. But right now, let's continue with our program with Truth Talk Live and Stu Epperson from last week. Hey, Stu, it's not only Bob and you're live. It is Alan Keyes who has condemned this partial birth abortion ruling. It is Judy Brown, American Life League. It is Human Life International. They operate in 90 countries out of 75 offices. These are major pro-life groups. Flip Benham of Operation Rescue, they are the world's best known pro-life activist organization, and there's a growing list of leaders who are joining this coalition of Christians who are saying that lawyers have hijacked the pro-life movement.
Okay.
And National Right to Life has given up the spiritual and moral direction of a Christian movement over to lawyers who are destroying the foundation of Christianity.
Okay, is it possible to be too pro-life? That's our question. Should your pro-life position be kind of a sub-note, a little asterisk, or should it be your main platform issue? Let's see what Jason says. He's calling Truth Talk Live. Jason, you're on with Stu and our guest, fellow talk show host, Bob Inyart. Go ahead, Jason.
I do want to say, I think it is possible for someone to be so conservative that they're irrelevant. And with that, I've got a comment and a question. My comment is, how can he condemn Dr. Dobson and Jay Sekulow? They're on Capitol Hill fighting, doing the best they can. I want to know what Mr. Inyart and his organization is doing. And secondly, who would his candidate for president be?
Another question,
for instance, what if there was a candidate that, say, was against abortion, but was pro-gay marriage?
Okay, Jason, now you've got, it's going to get too drawn out, but let's focus on those two questions.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Bob Inyart? I mean, these guys, they're on the front line fighting.
First of all, we're not misrepresenting anyone. Jason just said we're condemning Dr. Dobson. We love him.
You're disagreeing. Condemning was a strong word.
It was an incorrect word. We love him. We respect him. We're admonishing him to be truthful, and he has responded. We credit him with this much. He has made this admission in an email to hundreds of thousands of Christians. He's put it on his family website, family.org, that ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. Now, that's a problem because millions of Christians were misled for the last 15 years while $250 million were raised in partial birth abortion fundraising, letters, and phone call campaigns, and Christians believed by the millions that this effort would save children's lives. And
if that's true, Bob, why don't you work with him and with
we
Jay
have been
join the team.
Jason,
you guys are in different conferences, in the same league.
Jason, when I challenge someone, I do it based on knowledge. I research it. What you should do is you should ask questions. You should say, Bob, has your group tried to work with Focus on the Family? Do you want to ask me that question, Jason?
Okay. Has your group tried to work with Focus on the Family and with the ACLJ?
Yes. You could see if you look at our website, kgov.com, we have an entire article on the Matthew 18 approach that the Lord laid out of how Christians go to one another and admonish one another. We have met with the leaders down at Focus on the Family. We have had personal correspondence back and forth with Dr. Dobson. We have demonstrated how Dr. Dobson has unwittingly become a secular humanist when he does this. He defends rulings that advocate partial birth abortion. He defends rulings that uphold the killing of children in the womb. And
you said he did put that at his website. So
let's talk about
who your candidate for president would be. Go ahead and declare your candidate.
Well, a couple of years ago, I would have loved to support Ronald Reagan. Michael Peruca is a neat Christian candidate. Joe Scott from Colorado.
What about Ron Paul? He's supposed to be a Christian.
Hey, if Ron Paul is solidly Christian, then praise God. But, you know, he was with the Libertarian Party for years.
Okay.
And the Libertarian Party supports homosexuality, ecstasy and crack cocaine,
prostitution, abortion. So I'd like to hear Ron Paul say that the Libertarian Party is wrong on all those issues.
Would you be willing to debate these candidates if I can get them on, Bob Vineyard?
Of course, sure.
Okay, let's take it. We'll do that. Our number is 866-34-TRUTH. This is Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Everson. Bill's calling from Missouri. Bill, go ahead. You're on Truth Talk Live.
The reason these candidates have absolutely no credibility with me whatsoever as far as Obama, Clinton, McCain, and Giuliani is for the simple fact they all call themselves or claim to be Christians, but then they're pro-gay marriage or pro-gay rights,
right,
and they're pro-abortion.
But how
you
they,
know,
yeah.
It's like, you know...
That shows
you
us
know,
that
what,
they're
what
lying.
You want to be a kind of Christian, or are you going to be a politician? I mean, what are you going to put...
Yeah. Well, what if I quote Al Gore, who famously said that, you know, how I vote politically is different than my own personal views.
And that's called...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, whether you're going to vote politically or your own personal views, I mean, are you going to sell out Christianity for your political views?
Of course.
I
mean,
or you're going to be a politician.
And then
do not sell out Jesus Christ.
Okay, Bob Vineyard, what do you say to Bill from Missouri?
Yeah, Bill's exactly right. It's like being a German and saying, well, personally, I'm against killing Jews, but who am I to impose my morality on some commandant of a camp?
Okay.
And so, that's just hypocrisy. And that's where National Right to Life strategy has brought millions of Christians. Millions of Christians are willing to be lied to and compromise on Do Not Murder because they get excited about politics the way we like to watch the Stanley Cup in hockey. They just get excited, and they want to beat the liberals. So right and wrong is not relevant. It's just how do you win New Jersey, and how do you take the South?
Okay, let's go to Roger in Virginia. Roger, you're our next caller on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, great.
Hey, it seems to me that if you make this argument and have such a standard that you vote for nobody, you make your own case worse.
Okay, so who would Jesus have voted for in Germany? And this was serious because eventually it plunged the entire world into war where, 40 million people died in World War II. So who would Jesus have voted for when the two of the leading parties were the communists and the Nazis? And so Jesus is looking at it and he says, you know, these two parties are leading. In fact, they got an absolute majority in various provinces around Germany. So who would Jesus have picked, the Nazis or the communists? Who do you think?
I don't have a feel.
He would have. I do. He would have rejected both because they were evil.
Okay,
so that's the standard.
He might reject them. One of them is going to end up in power.
Right, but not
whatever
with,
it is they do.
Right, but Jesus wouldn't have supported them. If Herod is running against Judas, I'm not going to support either. If Hitler is running against Stalin, I'm not going to support either. If they say, should we kill this little 4-year-old boy or this 5-year-old girl, I'm going to say neither, because the standard I operate on is not desperation and a lack of faith in God.
No, you
standard...
take yourself out of the argument.
What?
When you do that.
No. You're trying to manipulate the audience to confuse the audience.
Now,
how does he take himself out of the argument?
There's going to be two people on the national ticket for president.
Yeah, Hitler and Stalin.
One
so who would you support?
Get elected.
Yeah, and that's called being a fool when you allow yourself to be channeled into a corner.
Okay.
Well,
okay, we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. Hang on.
This is the Truth Talk Live Radio Network.
Okay, Bob Vineyard.
Stu, was I nice enough to that guy?
Yeah, you were good. Hold on, let me get rid of him. Hold on. I mean, not get rid of him.
I know what you mean.
I've got to clear the lines. Hold on.
Yeah,
you don't
want to terminate him or anything. That would be too pro-choice.
Bob, he was fine. You know, I just want, this is a war,
yes,
not just a battle.
Right.
Okay, so Christians are, what I fear, and I'll say this now in the next segment, when we're back, but I fear we're getting into these skirmishes.
Well, this is what democracy does. It makes people willing to abandon right and wrong.
But we're not in a democracy. We're in a republic. Democracy is rule of the majority, the people. No. Republic is rule of law.
Well,
where we got to stay.
When our Constitution was written, the federal government was 1/6 Democratic.
Right.
Today it's 5/6 Democrat.
There's no word. There's no democracy wording in the Declaration of Independence, in the Bill of Rights, in the Constitution.
No, in the Constitution. In the Constitution, there's the House of Representatives, which is a democratically elected body of the government. And then, since then, we now democratically elect senators, and we.
But we pledge allegiance to the Republic. That's the point. We've got to get back to that. I agree. In Christianity, in this culture, as salt and light in this culture, we've got to recognize to do things that are right. The thing I like about you, Bob Inyart, is your unflinching in the sight of evil. You're standing up for what's right.
Well, thank you, Stu. I appreciate that.
A lot of the things that you do and the way you implement these things, I have tactical issues with.
Yeah, right. Like, I rub the cat the wrong way.
Maybe
you
bid on all of O.J. Simpson stuff,
and
then you burn it on the steps. Now, you know, it's interesting.
But still, we don't take people on. We don't rebuke other Christians for their style or their. But that's what happens to us. We make principled arguments, and other Christians who say we shouldn't judge, they condemn us for our style or for our approach.
Sure.
I mean, let's talk about right and wrong.
Well, but there is a style. I mean, you know, what is Timothy 2? Timothy 2 is stylistic, okay? 2 Timothy 2 is stylistic when it says rebuke in meekness and in fear.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Galatians 6 is stylistic. It says if your brother's caught in a sin, approach him, but do it knowing you're. Hold on.
Okay, the debate continues even off the air as we talk to Bob Inyart, talk show host out of Denver, Colorado. We call this meeting, which we have from time to time, the Battle of the Talk Show Host. We've debated him on open theism. We've debated him on Christians and politics. Today we're debating him on this issue of pro-life. While I'm surrounded by people, and I myself believe that we want to move the direction of pro-life, of outlawing
course.
Roe v. Wade. It's not going to happen overnight. Our current president said it's not going to happen overnight.
Well,
we
Stu,
move in that
he's
direction.
Against, he's
Bob
against
Inyart,
it happening
he wants
overnight.
To happen, he wants it to happen right now, and he's going after any Christian that doesn't jump in with him and form the pro-life posse to track down every last, kind of mediocre, waffling other Christian and get them on board. And Bob Inyart, I mean, is that just, are you too extreme in this?
Alan Keyes has been a hero of ours since this Gonzales v. Carhart ruling, and he has pointed out that it is wicked in every line of argument if you look at it from the perspective of man's law, even, or God's law. It is violently wicked.
The law, you mean the recent
partial birth abortion ruling?
The ban.
Yeah, I mean, this law, it's, if you read the ruling, people are moved to tears when they read the ruling. Like on page 22, it says if you remove a small portion, say an arm or a leg, of the fetus, that is not prohibited. And that's talking about a late-term baby in the womb, even if the baby is partial birth abortion.
Bob, look, none of us, now you're playing on our emotions. Of course, none of us agree with that. But what we have to agree, though, is there's a consensus that is developing. There's a movement. These justices are finally doing something
for
the cause of life.
No, that's not true.
I'll tell you who's weeping about this legislation.
I got to correct you.
Planned Parenthood.
No, that's not true. That's not true either.
All the abortion rights groups, who are real enemies, not adoption, are real enemies, are in arms over this.
That's not true.
They've countersued. They want it reheard. They want it reversed.
All right, that's okay. Now, the Washington Post. The Washington Post.
Planned Parenthood support the partial birth abortion ban the Supreme Court just ruled on? No.
All right, Stu.
Do they?
Stu, there have been articles in 200 papers around the country about our open letters. And the Washington, original articles, like in the L.A. Times, Washington Post. The Washington Post reported on page 3 that a month after the ruling, pro-lifers are realizing it was not a victory, and the pro-choice crowd is realizing it didn't hurt them because it makes the abortion industry look better. Planned Parenthood doesn't do partial birth abortions. Partial birth abortion...
They're using this to raise money. They're using this to get their crowd out.
They're using
they hate it.
That's
hate
right. And partial birth abortion gave their industry a black eye. It looked bad. So they have been cleaned up.
Okay,
for public perception.
Okay, Dwight thinks we're getting off task. Dwight, make that comment before we go to this next break. Go ahead, Dwight. You're a caller on Truth Talk Live. Go ahead.
You know, for years I watched Dr. Jerry Falwell. And all of his efforts and all of the money that was poured into the Moral Majority. I read a great book on spiritual warfare by Dr. Ian Bounds one time. And
okay, I want you to tell us what that book said, right. Dwight. You have a lot to say.
And
we're coming up on a break, so you will you hold on through the break?
And Jerry Falwell now agrees with us, Stu.
More coming up after this.
Hey, Bob, this is our closing argument segment. We'll let every caller that calls in take a shot at you or agree with you, okay?
A lot
of these callers have agreed with you.
Yeah, that sounds great.
But there is a movement. There is a consensus. There is a rebirth of a culture of life. I mean, the president vetoed the embryonic stem cell research. You'd never praise him, though, You'd never say, hey, good job, President Bush. You never say that.
The president funded research on embryonic stem cells.
What?
The first president.
He vetoed the vote.
The first president ever to fund research, Nazi-esque kind of research, on harvesting human beings and funding it. He didn't have to do that. So even something that we want to thank him for is a vulgar compromise on the respect for innocent human life.
Okay, but
who twisted his arm?
His actions. He vetoed the bill.
Hey, Stu, who twisted his arm?
Bill Clinton would kind of cry and tear up at the idea of a baby being killed, but he never vetoed any bill like that.
Clinton,
Bush did.
Clinton never funded this Dr. Mengele-like research in human embryonic stem cells. Our Christian pro-life president did.
Okay. We've got about 3 minutes left. Closing arguments.
All right.
Okay, and the whole show's over. Now, I've got your website at my website. Is it kgov.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's at my website.
Hey, yeah, I see that. I'll link to yours.
Okay, well, just link to it, truthtalklive.com.
Truthtalklive.com.
But you can't quote me as someone who's supporting your cause. I'm still working through it.
Okay, Stu.
I support pro-life. I just don't know that your tactics.
Yeah. There are two tiers. There are Christian leaders, and we got a huge list. In our open letters, and this is going to be published in Christianity Today soon, these are Christian leaders who condemn this ruling because the ruling is evil. And what is the benefit of calling something evil good? What is the possible strategic benefit to Christians for calling something evil good? Is there a benefit?
Absolutely not.
Right.
And I don't know that any Christian knowingly is doing that or would do that. In fact, I know they wouldn't. I know some of these men you're taking shots at, and that is the opposite. That's the opposite of their conviction.
Well, they're praising this ruling. They're celebrating it.
Well,
they're saying that
it
saves lives.
It's a step in the right direction.
No, well, you know what? Some are backing off now and starting to say stuff like that, except that is not true. This utterly entrenches the right to kill babies in law by pro-life justices, supposedly.
Okay, hold on. We've got to wrap it up. Closing arguments coming up in about just a second, in a few seconds. Hold on.
Five minutes before the hour on the fastest hour in radio. This is Truth Talk Live. I'm your host, Stu Everson. We have guests on that, though we don't always agree with, we want to challenge the thinking out there. And, I love people that are pro-life. God is pro-life. The question we've been asking all hour, is it possible to be too pro-life? Is it wrong? Is it not the best strategy for Christians to just be this one-issue voter out there? A lot of callers have asked about this whole idea of building a consensus, building an overall strategy. Bob Inyart, he's a fiery man of conviction, and he's taking on the Christian establishment in our country, and we're giving him a platform to espouse his views and to take calls, people that are challenging him. He is in the minority, but he's built a coalition. A lot of people are jumping on board, like Alan Keyes. But, Bob Inyart, you were recently even kicked out of the National Right to Life. You talked about that
earlier.
Well,
Colorado Right to Life was,
The website, truthtalklive.com, our website, has the question, is it possible to be too pro-life? Jim has already logged in and said, I believe we should stand on God's word and be 100% pro-life, also obey him by not striving with one another. What we need to concentrate on as Christians is uniting together and supporting one candidate that will obey the word in every issue. Let us please work together for the glory of God. You know what? That's an ambition of mine. Bob Inyart, is that an ambition of yours, yes or no?
Yeah, we have to honor God above all other considerations, including how to win the next election.
Okay, let's talk to Dwight. Had a quote from E.M. Bounds. Dwight, hit us with a quote and why you think we're getting off task. Go ahead.
Well, we're not going to change this society. We're not going to. Gary Falwell proved that, all his efforts. Jesus.
Come on, Dwight. Come on now. That's just an honor, Dr. Falwell. He changed a lot of things. He helped. He saved women's lives, Dwight.
The Apostle Paul.
Who's on her way to get an abortion. You take her off the streets. You get a family that adopts that baby. Does that change anything, Dwight? Is that a good thing? Is that a step in the right direction?
Stu, the Apostle Paul changed Europe. The Apostle
Dwight?
Paul.
Okay, absolutely. I'm just saying. I just say that he didn't change anything. I mean, come on, the man is. Thousands of people are missionaries that graduated from his college.
Is the society better now than it was?
That's not relevant.
Deteriorate.
Hey, that kind of depressing thinking is not relevant because God gave us a mission to take his truth to influence our culture, and whether they stone us to death or burn us at the stake or whether they praise us and thank us, that's not relevant. We ought to obey God rather than man. We take his truth, and as we fight the battle, we win people over to the Lord.
Okay, Jamie, 91.7 The Truth, Grapevine, Texas. You got the final comment. You got about 10 seconds to make it, Jamie. Can you do it in 10?
Yes, yay. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yay, Bob. You know, we ate from that knowledge of the tree, right? The tree of good
and
evil.
Yeah,
yeah. So now they want us to, just take the bite of the good part, right?
All right, Jamie.
Okay, Jamie.
Let's do what Jesus tells us to do. Hallelujah.
Okay, Jamie, thanks for your call. Bob Inyart, thanks for being on. We'll have
you
on again.
Steve.
And we will have some. We've already tried to get someone with the National Right to Life. We couldn't get them on. We'll try to do a debate on that next.
Let's
okay?
try to get them on. That'd be
okay,
fun.
TruthTalkLive.com. I want more comments on there. People that challenge our guests.
This is the Truth Talk Live.
Bob,
Stu, I want to thank you so much for having me on.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming on. You know, I'm just going to tell you, and you know this, you're not going to just tiptoe through the tulips on this show. We're going to challenge. We're trying to get people thinking.
It's great.
And I'm a wimp. I'm a softball. I'm not hitting you with any. I've got to give you more data. I can give you some more compelling arguments.
Well, Stu, I'm hoping. You know, I could email you our ad as it appeared in Human Events. On June 11th, I mean, Human Events is a major publication.
Just to email it to me, and then look, help me, because I'm obviously an abysmal failure in this. Help me find a pro-life, maybe someone from Focus, I know a lot of people there, who will come on and we'll do a friendly debate.
Yeah.
Okay?
They won't do it.
I'll moderate, and we'll make it happen.
They won't do it.
Well, someone will. There's somebody out there.
I don't
there
think National Right to Life will do it with me or Judy Brown or Alan
Fine.
Keyes.
Get
or
them.
Any.
You get them, and we'll book it.
They
See,
won't
look,
do
I
it.
I will guarantee you an hour on a show, Truth Talk Live, 31 affiliates nationwide. We're still trying to find someone in Denver that has the guts to carry this show.
All right. Well, Jill
31 affiliates nationwide, Sirius Satellite Radio, Canada, all over the place, Bahamas. New York, everywhere, and I'll give you an hour if you'll find me the opposing view.
Stu, we have been asking Christian pro-life leaders to do a written debate.
Yeah.
We could do it in a
forum. Well, I can't corroborate or deny all the numbers and the data you're throwing at me. You say this many abortions, you know, this many, you know, this and that. I mean, you know what, I can validate some, but you know. So I want to get, and then again, even if I did, I'm another host. I want to be objective. I want to be a moderator.
That's not, Stu. That's not a good approach because it deals with right and wrong on Do Not Murder. If you had a show in Germany and some Christians came on and said, "Well, you know, candidates who support Jews are pretty good candidates if they're good on the economy," what are you going to do? Not take a position?
Okay, we got the call still coming in.
All right. Okay, let me let
Bob,
you go.
But Bob, listen. Okay, we'll do it again, but let's get someone from the other side.
Yeah, if they have a backbone, we'll get them.
I mean, why not one of these candidates? Why not talk about it now? Let's talk about this in the primary season. Are you still running tape?
Every,
is it being recorded?
Republican candidate
look,
said
look,
this.
Look, you need to record what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
Let's have a debate right now on this with Mitt Romney. Any of his surrogates that represent him, that are on his team, with McCain, with Giuliani. Yeah. Let's have a talk about it. Okay?
Hey, Stu.
Let's have it right now
it
on this show.
Fun.
We'll do a debate. I'll say it's Bob Inyart with some questions for John McCain.
Mitt Romney, John McCain, Tom Tancredo, every
one
of them, including
guys.
Sam Brownback.
What about Ron Paul? Would you debate him?
They, of course. They all said this.
No kidding.
They said that they think that even somebody like Rudy Giuliani, that abortion does not disqualify a Republican candidate.
What about the guy
from
California?
Running for president? I don't know who you mean.
What's the guy's name from California, the senator that's running?
I don't recall.
Maybe that is Ron Paul.
Oh, Duncan?
Yeah, Duncan.
Hunter. No, do I have that right or wrong?
Yeah, you have it right.
It's Duncan Hunter.
Duncan Hunter, maybe.
That's it. Anyway, they've all
you
said.
What about him? You know much about him?
No, I don't. But
you got to do your homework.
Everyone who's answered, Stu, the body of Christ doesn't know right from wrong. And so, first, we can't possibly win if our Christian leaders are secular humanists.
What if I had you on with Planned Parenthood? Would you debate them?
Of course, Stu.
You debate Planned Parenthood?
Of course.
And I've debated them before, but I'm going to get one of them and have
all
you
right.
on.
It sounds so great.
Okay, listen, Bob, thank you.
All right,
and,
thanks, Stu.
Tell your listeners, truthtalklive.com.
Yes.
And tell them that they can attack me. I mean, I just.
They don't want to attack you. They just
I just body slammed and pinned their host for the three count, on a national show.
All right. So
if they want to jump in the ring, come on.
All right. We'll invite them to come in. Thanks, Stu. Stu Epperson.
I'm just kidding.
May God bless you.
I'm just kidding. Thank you. Say hi. Hey, get this on the air. Todd.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law, my lovely sister, Karen, his wife, Todd and Karen and I in Denver area, and Jeff, Todd's brother, the whole family, and my precious little nieces are there listening right now.
All right. So,
Karenna, Christiana, Karis, and Kaylin. So be sure
right.
you get that on hello to them, okay?
Christiana, that's such a pretty name.
Even asking for a talent fee to be on your show in Denver. this is no charge, but you got to let that shout be heard. To my family. I'm going to tell them to listen when you play this back, all right?
That sounds great, Stu.
All right, Bob.
May God bless you.
Hey, go to my website and I want you to put a comment on my website, Bob Inyart.
All right.
On my website, draw some people in, okay? Draw them out.
You got it.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, so that's been Stu Epperson and Bob Inyart discussing pro-life strategy, the partial birth abortion ruling. And if you get a little frustrated, I understand. I understand. Christians have a very difficult time talking about right and wrong, and it's almost like they're eager to be confused. They want to be confused. They want the waters to be muddied. They want the issues to be gray so they could play politics. It's like watching the Super Bowl. It's a lot of fun. And so they'll root for Ann Coulter against some liberal on Hannity and Combs, and it's like the most fun they had in the whole week. And so that crosses over to moral issues of right and wrong, where you have lawyers that don't know right from wrong, and they're leading the spiritual path of the body of Christ. And there's a real danger there. Okay, this has been enjoyable, though, to talk to Stu, and I want to thank you for tuning in. So our website is kgov.com, and the video that we've been telling people about, 40 Years in the Wilderness, please consider getting that, sharing it with a friend. Our phone number, 800-836-9278. You could get our catalog or order that DVD. Use the same number to call into the show, 1-800-836-9278. The website, kgov.com. And in Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center. What a neat school in Arvada. That's Maranatha. May God bless you all.